You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella High baseball right now with three members of the Little Dutch squad, talking with senior Jacob DeWard, then juniors Josh Heilman and Ryan Schull. And guys, as we catch up with you, this is a big moment in the week. We're getting ready now for district play to get started here soon. Let's start, though, with what happened last night. Jacob, I want to go ahead and get started with you. You were pitching on the mound against Centerville, third time you've seen the Big Red this season. And from talking with your coach, Al Vasher, I know not the outcome you were looking for, but kind of just a really almost a vanilla-sounding game. How did you view it?
I thought we played okay early on in the game. We struggled at the end, but we still got good looks at them. So that'll help us come districts, and it'll help us to know how to take some of their at-bats and their pitching.
7-5, the final score. And Josh, as you kind of look at the game from last night, how did you view things? And again, with seeing Centerville not only last night, but already twice earlier in the season in a doubleheader, how much more do you need to see, I guess, the Big Red to feel like you're ready for them?
Well, mainly I just think we need to start getting the bats going more and just putting the ball in play, because when you put the ball in play, good things happen. And we've just been struggling with that this year, and being patient at the plate and being aggressive at the same time. So as far as seeing Centerville so many times this year, I mean, I think it's good for us because we get a good look at them going into districts, and I think that'll benefit us in the long run.
Ryan, on the same token, that's extra looks that they've had at you. Does that concern you any that they've seen you so many times?
I think we've been especially cautious on how much we let them see of us in different parts of it, but I think that once we put it all together, we'll have something to surprise them with.
Does that really change the strategy, Jacob, in terms of, you know, trying to not show too much of your hand? Does it feel like you're playing a totally different game than you normally would because you are consciously trying to conceal some things?
I think it can. You know, you don't want to show everything you have, so some strategy could come in and not, you know, have the same amount of at-bats as you might normally against some other teams just because you know you're going to face them again.
As we get a chance to talk to you guys, you're coming off of a practice. I wanted to just ask you the things that you're kind of working on here over the next couple of days, and Josh, I'll come back to you. As you kind of continue to prepare for districts, are there things that you see this team really wanting to focus on to be ready for that opening round game?
Well, I know today we were mainly working on outfield, you know, hitting cutoffs and basically just doing the basic things right, turning double plays and stuff like that. So as long as we do those things right, then I think we should be all right.
Ryan, it's been an interesting kind of up and down pattern here lately in terms of wins and losses. Now, the positive of that is coming off a loss, that means a win's coming up next. When you look at that roller coaster, though, how has this team kind of ridden out the last few games of the season?
We have games where we put stuff together, we put it all together, but I feel like some games we'll start to relax. So I feel like as we get into districts, we'll start being more aggressive because we have to want it because we don't want the season to end.
Again, Ryan Schull, Josh Heilman, and Jacob DeWard joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Jacob, I wanted to come back to you. Just as we kind of overview the season, one of the things that you and I were talking about before we got started was just some of the important games as the year has gone on. And you pointed out Grinnell, and those were some really good games for you in a lot of ways. Talk about what you think that meant for this team.
I think the Grinnell games were especially fun, and the team was really focused just because they're our rivals. You know, we played them really well last year, and there are rivals in a lot of other sports as well, so it was always fun to go out and play against them, and they've obviously had a really good season. They've won a lot of games, so to take 2 out of 3 against them was a big step for us, and it showed that we could play with pretty much anyone. But then again, saying that, it shows that we also need to be able to play to that same level against other teams, because, you know, we've lost a lot of close games this year.
Josh, if you would please just kind of build on that, some talking about playing Grinnell and what they meant maybe those games to you, or what stood out for you among those matchups.
Well, the games against Grinnell were definitely a big confidence boost because we know that we can do it. We just got to put everything together at the right time, all the time.
Ryan, one of the things that, as we talked about the Grinnell matchup before this interview, was you had a pretty good play in one of those. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was my birthday, so I was already feeling loose and good out there. But, yeah, I got a ball hit up to me in right, and it was last out of the game, and I threw him out at third. So I was pretty excited. That was one of the better nights of the season, and there was a nice fireworks show after the game, so we're having a pretty good night.
It's been a lot of fun this season, and you guys, I think, are really enjoying the ride. And Ryan, I actually just kind of want to stick with you on this one. When you look at just kind of what's been enjoyable about this season, what has stood out to you in terms of just your teammates and the camaraderie and the season as a whole?
Moving here from Mount Pleasant, I feel like when I came here, everything sort of clicked. Like, we were all accepting of each other, and we all just knew what to expect of each other and how to get each other going and stuff, and I feel like that's really important.
Josh, kind of the same thing for you. What stood out about this season that maybe has been different than seasons past?
Well, one thing that I like about this season is that we have so much depth in all the positions, and we have the ability to move people from all around the field and play different positions, so that's always a good thing to have. I mean, if you have injuries happen all the time, so you need that. I think that's a good thing about this team.
And Jacob, for you, this being your senior season, talk about being a leader on this team and also about your fellow classmates, this senior group that's been a part of this program for a while.
I think this senior class is pretty good. I mean, we have a lot of characters in our grade, and it's just fun to be a part of that group. And as far as leadership goes, you know, we have younger guys that don't have as much experience, and a lot of these seniors have played since their sophomore year, so that's always good to have the experience. But then also we have younger guys that also have stepped up with the leadership, so it's not just solely on the seniors.
Speaking of leadership, the other thing I wanted to ask all of you guys about was your head coach, Al Vasher, being a new coach this season. Just kind of talk about what that's been like to work with him and things you've learned along the way. So, Jacob, I'll come back to you and start with you on that. Especially, again, maybe as a senior, maybe that's a lot different. Is it tough to have a new coach in your final year of high school baseball?
Yeah, that was something that was kind of tough. But I knew coming in that he was a good coach. You know, he's been coaching for almost 20 years, and he's had success at a lot of places. So we were excited. And either way, the seniors were only going to have him for 1 year, and now the underclassmen are only having him for a year because he's leaving. But I think it's still going to work out. Just got to take it in stride.
When you look at some of the things that you've been able to learn this season, Josh, what have stood out as some of the things that Coach Vasher brings to the table that have been kind of different than maybe things you've learned in the past or that have stood out for you that you've really benefited from this season?
Coach Vasher always talks about being smart with the count, and that's one thing that I've never really been taught. And he really pushes that towards us, and I think that just leads to smarter baseball and more success.
And Ryan, as you kind of alluded to earlier, it was going to be a new experience for you either way. Yeah. But what have you enjoyed about working with Coach Vasher?
I really like how he's all about energy and how we can build on energy and get momentum. And I think that's really important, especially pushing through the middle innings of every game.
I wanted to just kind of have a little bit of fun with you guys, too, just talk about some stuff that has involved baseball, either on your own time or in your past. I mean, a game that you clearly love with the dedication and the time that you put into it. Jacob, coming back to you, what are some of the, I guess, maybe other memories you've got with baseball, whether it be being young, you know, watching games on television? What do you enjoy about this sport?
Just that you can play it whenever. I mean, it doesn't have to always be summer when you play baseball. You know, you can always do something. Like, we had winter hitting league at Pella Christian this year, and then there's spring league, and where it's just you go out and have fun, and the games matter, but again, they don't, because you're just preparing for the season. So it's always fun to just be able to go out and play.
Josh, favorite major league team, favorite players, any of those?
Favorite major league team, probably St. Louis Cardinals, and my favorite player was Albert Pujols, but I don't know. I don't think it is anymore. I don't think I have a favorite right now.
Ryan, for you, kind of a similar question. I was just curious maybe who some of your influences were, whether you had a certain major leaguer that you kind of looked up to and wanted to emulate your game as, or maybe even if just as a youngster you had a role model growing up that kind of helped you out. Anybody that stands out to you?
Well, I used to play middle infield a lot, and I was actually named after Ryan Sandberg. So that was a biggie. My dad always called me Rhino after him. So, yeah, I was always big on him.
So does that make you a Cubs fan then?
No, definitely not.
Who is your favorite team?
I got to go with the Yankees. I got a Derek Jeter card when I was little, and I started to like him also. So,
what else do you guys do away from the baseball field?
We used to have home run derbies at Rotary Park. You know, it's a really small park, so it's always fun to hit one out there and just getting together and maybe playing wiffle ball or t-ball.
It's always fun when you can hit one off the slide in the park in the outfield, and that's fun.
Boy, that'd be like Miller Park, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of the thing about baseball is that it's a team effort, so we carry that on and off the field, and we're able to just get along wherever we are, whatever we're doing.
Again, Josh Heilman, Ryan Scholl, and Jacob DeWard joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Let's go ahead and bring things back to the task at hand, guys. You've got your district opener coming up on Friday. Again, we mentioned it before, taking on Centerville. Just kind of the same question, I guess, for each of you. And Ryan, I'll go ahead and come back and start with you. What do you think this team needs to do to be successful and pick up a win and continue your season?
I really think it comes down to doing the small things, like we have to worry about the situation, be thinking what we're doing with every play, and then we also have to have our hits fall at the right times. So we can't be getting all of our good hits with the bases empty. We have to put it all together.
And Josh, for you, same question.
Kind of like what Ryan said, we got to do all the little things right, but we got to be able to put the ball in play at all times and play good defense and just hope everything goes good.
Jacob, I'll let you kind of close things out. It's always a different approach when it comes to districts. You've really got that, okay, this could be our final game. So how do you help lead this team through a game like that?
I think we're going to be all right. We're seeing their pitcher, their ace, Richard England, so we know what to expect. We've been focusing on keeping our hands back and being able to jump on his fastball. He throws a little bit harder than most guys that we face, so we've turned the pitching machine up a little bit, trying to be able to catch up to it. And so I think if we have the right approach with him, take our walks when we get them, And as long as we don't leave guys on base and no matter what happens, stay positive, I think we'll be all right.
All right, well, guys, it was a real pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for the time. I appreciate that. Want to wish you good luck on Friday as you take on Centerville, and we'll talk to you a little bit more later. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella High baseball players Jacob DeWard, Josh Heilman, and Ryan Scholl. More of the Marion County PM Sports page coming up next on KNIA KRLS.